Romans chapter 6. Sermons by Paul Sejong. Sermon 3. We must live for righteous work. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 23. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit, holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Everyone, today we are going to think together about how a born-again person should think, and how they should live through the words of Romans chapter 6. If we say we have received the removal of sin by believing in Jesus, water, blood, and Holy Spirit, now we must not simply remain in the fact that I am saved. For a saved person, there are thoughts of faith they must have like a saved person, and a direction of life they must live. The Apostle Paul speaks clearly in today's word. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. How important is this word? We have received the removal of sin by believing in Jesus. When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River, he took charge of all our sins and received the judgment of those sins on the cross. And by rising again from the dead, he gave us new life. Therefore, we are those who are already dead to sin in Jesus. And to God, we are those who are alive again. We are dead to sin. Everyone, what does it mean that a person correctly believes in Jesus, baptism and cross? It is believing that when Jesus was baptized by John, my sins were passed on to him. And it is believing that when Jesus shed blood and died on the cross, the judgment of my sins ended on the cross. Therefore, we are those who are dead to our sins. When we think realistically, we are still alive. We breathe through our noses, eat food with our mouths, work with our hands, and are living in this world. However, when looking in faith, our old man was crucified together with Jesus. Romans chapter 6 clearly teaches this. It said that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. This word tells us to live a life of faith. It is saying not to think, I am still a person caught by sin, but I am a person who is dead to sin in Jesus and must live by faith toward the righteousness of God. Here, the Apostle Paul's word to reckon as alive from death is important. True faith is believing and acknowledging exactly what God has done. If God ended my sins through the baptism Jesus received from John and the cross, it means I must also believe so. If God sees me as one saved from sin, I must also see myself as such a person. The devil continuously tells us, you are still a sinner. You are still one who belongs to sin. You cannot stand before God. However, what does the word of God say? For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. We who believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit are no longer slaves of sin. We are not those condemned under the law, but those who are born again by believing in the righteousness of God and are living under the grace of Jesus Christ. We who believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit have become alive to God. Everyone, the gospel of the water and the Spirit that Jesus gave us does not just end at making us die from sin. The Lord has given us, who believe in Jesus, baptism and blood, the faith to live a new life. That Jesus was baptized by John and hung on the cross to die is that he died to sin once for all. And that he rose again is that he rose again by the power of God. Therefore, we who are united with the righteous Jesus have not only died to the sins of the world, but have become alive in the faith that believes in the righteousness of God. From now on, we must live toward God. Our remaining life is a new life received as a bonus through faith believing in the righteousness of God. Originally, we were those who had no choice but to receive the curse of death. which is the wages of sin, due to our sins. However, to save us, God the Father made Jesus, who was baptized by John, and crucified on the cross, resurrect from death, and gave us new life. If so, what must we live for? Now we are not to live for sin. We are not to live only for the lust of the flesh. We are not to live only for eating, drinking, and wearing. We must live for the expansion of the kingdom of God. We must live for the salvation of the souls of those who have become slaves of sin. We must live for the righteous work of God. A born-again person must set the purpose of their life again. In the past, we lived for ourselves. We lived for our flesh. We lived for the pleasures and greed of the world. But now, it is different. Now we must live thinking about why God left me, who was born again on this earth. There is a reason why God did not take us to the kingdom of heaven immediately upon saving us from sin, but left us on this earth. That is to have us preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to save other souls from sin through us, and to expand the kingdom of God. We must present our members as instruments of righteousness to God. Today's word says like this: do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Everyone, our body is an instrument of righteousness. Our mouth is an instrument. Our hands are instruments. Our feet are instruments. Our time is an instrument. And our talents are instruments. The problem is, to whom we present these instruments to live? If presented to sin, they become instruments of unrighteousness. If presented to God, they become instruments of righteousness. In the past, our mouths might have been used for worldly words, complaints, resentment, lies, and words of lust. However, now we must preach the gospel with that mouth. In the past, our feet might have run following worldly greed. However, now we must seek out souls with those feet and preach the gospel word of salvation. In the past, our hands might have moved only for myself. However, now they must move for the work of God. God does not only use perfect people. Even if we are lacking, even if we are weak, if we present ourselves to God, God uses us preciously. God took hold of myself, who is like a nothing donkey's jawbone, and made me strike the Philistines. Likewise, we also seem like nothing in our own eyes. But if we present ourselves to God, we become precious instruments for preaching the gospel. The important thing is not whether we have much or little ability. The important thing is to whom we present ourselves. It is whether we present ourselves to sin or present ourselves to God. A born-again person must think within the gospel. Everyone, after being born again, what is more important than anything is thought. A person of faith must have thoughts of faith. The thought of the flesh is death. However, the thought of the Spirit is life and peace. Even if a person is born again, if they have thoughts of the flesh and flow into the flesh, It is difficult for their life to be used rightly before God. Conversely, even a lacking person, if they have thoughts of the Spirit and think about what pleases God, God guides them to the right path. When a ship sails the sea, it is not enough to just have wind. A sail is needed, but a rudder is also needed. If there is no rudder, the ship just flows as the wind blows. However, if there is a rudder, it can use the wind to move toward the destination. If our faith is like a sail, the thought of the Spirit is like a rudder. If the faith that believes in Jesus, water, blood, and Holy Spirit makes us move, the thought of the Spirit that thinks of God's will makes us set the direction of our lives. Therefore, we must have thoughts of the Spirit. What must I live for? Why did God save me? Where must I present my remaining life? What is the work that pleases God? If a person lives without asking these questions, they flow as the wind blows. If they say the world is good, they go to the world. If the flesh wants it, they go to the flesh. If the environment is difficult, they go to despair. However, a person who has set their thoughts by the word of God catches the direction again, even if they are shaken. Even if they fall, they rise again. Even if they are lacking, they return again before the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Living as a servant of righteousness is the right life. The Apostle Paul says, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Romans chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. We were originally slaves of sin. We lived as sin dictated. We lived as the flesh wanted. We were dragged as the world dragged us. However, now we have become slaves to righteousness. We have become those who belong to God. A servant of Christ is not a person who lives as they please. A servant lives following the will of the master. If so, whose will must we, who have become slaves of righteousness, live following? We must live following the will of Christ. What is the will of God? It is in sinners believing in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection, and receiving the removal of sin. It is people hearing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and being born again. It is the kingdom of God being expanded. Therefore, living as a servant of righteousness does not simply mean living kindly. It is living for the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It is living for the salvation of souls. It is handling the work entrusted within God's church. It is living for righteous work, even if sometimes sacrificing, sometimes enduring, and sometimes taking a loss. Everyone, this is the right life of a born-again person. The fruit of sin is death, and the fruit of righteousness is eternal life. Today's word says like this at the end: "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The result of sin is death. If a person presents themselves to sin, they eventually bear shameful fruit. The world seems to give temporary pleasure, but its end is emptiness and death. However, a person who has presented themselves to God obtains fruit leading to holiness, and its end is eternal life. The eternal life God gives is not the price of our deeds. It is the gift of God. It is a gift given freely in Jesus Christ. However, a person who has received eternal life does not live just any way on this earth. Rather, because they have received eternal life, they live for righteous work. It is not living righteously to be saved from sin. It is living righteously because one is already saved. It is not serving God to receive the removal of sin. It is living a life of serving God with gratitude because one has already received the removal of sin. This is the life of a person who is in the gospel. Now we must make our goal clear. Everyone, to shoot an arrow, there must be a target. To shoot a gun, there must be a goal. Shooting without a goal is striking the air. Our lives are the same. Living without a goal becomes a life of striking the air. The goal of a born-again person must be clear. The expansion of the kingdom of God, the salvation of souls, the preaching of the gospel, righteous work, a life of serving God's church, this is our goal. Of course, we cannot live perfectly. We are still weak. We are lacking. Sometimes we fall. Sometimes our hearts are shaken. However, the direction at least must be clear. Where my heart is heading, where my faith is heading, and where the center of my life is heading is important. We are not people to live toward the world. We are not people to live for sin. We are those alive to God. Therefore, we must live for God. Let us live our remaining life for righteous work. Beloved everyone, we are people who have received the removal of sin by believing in Jesus, water, blood, and Holy Spirit. Jesus took charge of all our sins through the baptism he received from John. Received the judgment of those sins on the cross. And because he resurrected from death, he gave us new life. Therefore, we are dead to sin. We are alive to God. Now let us not present our bodies to sin, but present them to God. Let us present our mouths as instruments of the gospel. Let us present our hands and feet as instruments of righteousness. Let us present our time, hearts, and talents for the expansion of the kingdom of God. It is not because we are great that we serve God. It is not because we are perfect that we live for the gospel. Because God saved us. Because God made us alive. Now we live for righteous work with gratitude. Everyone, let us not live our remaining life in vain. Let us not flow as the wind blows. Let us live having thoughts of faith, having thoughts of the Spirit, and having a clear goal. I am dead to sin. I am alive to God. I am a servant of righteousness. I am a person who must live for the expansion of the kingdom of God. When we live with this faith, God holds us. He uses us who are lacking. He saves souls even through us who are weak. And finally, he makes us enjoy the joy of eternal life given to us forever. I hope that all of us live our remaining life for righteous work and become blessed saints who give thanks and glory without shame when we stand before the Lord. I give thanks and glory to God. Amen.